Hello, everybody. Thanks for stopping by the Vet Tech Cafe today. We're actually going to do a little bit of a new format with today's episode. This is going to be episode one of the Vet Tech Tap Room. And the Vet Tech Tap Room will be a little bit different format. It'll be a little bit smaller episode. It'll be just Dave and I talking about maybe a current event or a Facebook article we read or something from a journal article we read. Maybe a little bit of a review of maybe some of the guests we've had on recently, those kinds of things. And just it'll be him and I talking while we have a beer instead of a cup of coffee about, you know, kind of what's going on. And Dave, what do you think? What are you drinking right now?
Right now, I am drinking a New Holland Brewing Dragon's Milk. It is a bourbon barrel aged stout. You know me. Once it hits to the colder months, I start switching over to stouts. In the summer, I usually drink like wheat beers and something light. But in the winter months, I start drinking stuff that's a little bit darker, a little bit stronger, a little bit heavier, a little bit more warming. And what do you got going on over there?
Well, I am currently working on a double wheat IPA called Snow from Treehouse Brewing Company, which is in Massachusetts. It's borderline my second home.
How appropriate. Is it actually snowing up there right now or no?
It's not. We're supposed to be getting a storm tonight into tomorrow and maybe a little bit of snow, but not. But
that's
it's one of
yours.
My favorites. And yeah, thanks. And I always like to start when I have a beer, I'll usually have something a little bit lighter like this. And then maybe I'll have a stout, you know, in the evening or...
Yep.
Or before bedtime. So yeah. I definitely love stouts, and I've heard incredible things about that Dragon's Milk. I've never had it before,
it's the bourbon barrel thing. It gives it like almost tastes a little bit like whiskey,
and a lot of kick too.
What is this? 11%. Yeah, it's got a little kick.
There's usually some air on those. So one of the other things we want to do with this, you know, the Vet Tech Tap Room series is do these episodes in between our normal episodes, maybe like once a month, once every few weeks, kind of depending on, you know, what the content is out there or what people are talking about and what have you.
It depends on what we come across.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we have something to talk about, we'll talk about it.
For sure. And I think we definitely want to take a minute here and give a shout out to a number of our international listeners.
Yes.
You know, when we look at the map of downloads, we've had downloads from the ends of the earth, you know, from Morocco and Netherlands and South Korea, India, Egypt.
Yeah, and Sweden.
Yeah, and just so many countries out there.
In addition to North America, Australia are the big ones.
Right,
bunch in the UK
and so
as well. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you're listening from any of those countries, please send us an email at vettechcafe@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you and tell us how you found us. And we'd love to hear about what practice looks like in your country and what struggles you have, what challenges you have, what works, what doesn't work, and maybe have you on the show and have some discussion about what's similar, what's different, so on and so forth. So
it's also curious to me that, you know, in some of these countries, is there a translation that, like do they listen to us in English, or is there some other type of translation that goes on?
I have no idea.
Or maybe they're English-speaking people that are just living in those countries.
Yeah, I guess that's what I've assumed is that, and I have no idea.
Well, let us know.
please let us know. So, you know, we hit some milestones recently too. We went over 2,500 downloads, and we were talking about this before we started recording about, you know, and you and I are kind of stat geeks.
I think
it goes back to our love of sports and
definitely.
And just watching those numbers change and, you know, where people are tuning in from and what have you. But
and I like to look at Liz's episode and look at David's episode and look at Ed's episode and see where they're peaking at. What days are they peaking at and who's getting more on the first day and things like that.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of fun for us. But we also want to mention, you know, if you're not already following along, we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram at Vet Tech Cafe. We do have a Twitter account as well. And you can actually follow us on Podbean, which is our hosting site as well. And I do want to mention on Instagram, if you have any really cool veterinary technician pages that you follow, or if you see a really cool post, please don't hesitate to tag at Vet Tech Cafe in that post. So we can follow along and see what they're doing.
Yeah, we'd love to see what you guys are looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, two pages that we follow that we really like. The first I want to mention is one that's called at Vet Tech and Travel. And she's a veterinary technician here in the U.S., but she travels all around the world and does relief work and rescue work and a lot of really, really cool stuff. So if you don't follow that, check it out. And then I think the other one that I really like, Dave, is called Veterinary Technicians. It's Nicola Forrest's page.
And yeah, we're talking about her too.
Yeah, a lot of really cool instructional videos and kind of how-tos and a lot of tips and tricks about things. And so another a really, really good page there. Definitely check those out if you don't follow them already.
Maybe at some point we can get those two things on the show.
Oh, I would love to. That'd be fantastic. I would
love to hear about what it's like to travel around the world and just do veterinary medicine in like these crazy far out places.
For sure. You know, there is a thing called voluntourism. there's probably a segment of human nursing where you can go contract to contract in different areas and, you know, work in certain areas for a period of time. And I don't think we really have that well established in our field. But, you know, for some of these people that do that or go off to other countries and do, you know, high volume spay and neuter for a couple of weeks or what have you.
There's a group called World Vets. I think that's what it's called. And a friend of mine does that. And I'm hoping to get her on the show at some point, too.
Yeah, for sure. Because Amanda, I know there's a lot. I know there's a lot of people that probably would love to do stuff like that and just don't know how to get involved. Right. So I think that'd be super cool to kind of highlight some of that.
That's kind of what we're doing here, right? We want to open up avenues for people that don't really know where to take their career.
Right.
If that's something you guys want to do, by all means, have at it. I would love to do that. But with the farm we have here, I can't just decide that I'm going to go and spend some time in Peru for a couple weeks.
I know. I occasionally drop that hint to Molly that, like, if you ever want to go do high volume spay and neuter in Ecuador, I know somebody that goes down there pretty regularly, and we could do that. And while we don't have kids and so on and so forth, might be a really cool idea.
Yeah. And then we could do a remote episode.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That'd be awesome.
Ideas hatching as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Who knew that with a little bit of beer in the Vet Tech tap room, we'd have such great ideas.
I like this tap room. I like the pool table. I like the dartboard. Everything's great here.
I know, the neons. We just need a Vet Tech cafe or Vet Tech tap room neon sign.
Maybe for Christmas next year.
Yeah. So I think the one thing we really wanted to highlight in this episode was the article that was published on, I first saw it on Facebook, I think through Dr. Andy Rourke's site, and it was written by Tasha McNerney, who's a CVP and a CVT, I think in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Pennsylvania.
And the title of the article is, "I'm a Veterinary Influencer, and Guess What? You Are Too." And, you know, I was thinking like, okay, well, you know, Dave and I have this podcast. Like, I guess that really makes us veterinary influencers.
Yeah.
We have
all
this content on social media and whatever, and I never really thought about it like that. But then kind of diving deeper into the article, and I think it really kind of more spoke to me as like a seasoned veterinary technician, and I'm, you know, working in academia with a lot of veterinary technicians that maybe have just graduated. It don't have to really have this social media footprint to kind of set an example and be an influencer of a new generation of veterinary technicians, and especially in academia, of a new generation of veterinarians. Kind of a really, really interesting and thought-provoking article.
Well, and the one thing that stuck out to me was like, oh, I'm going to read through this thinking this is going to be like a really long article. It's not a very long article, but it's so powerful just saying that you are an influencer just by being a good technician in your practice.
Right.
You don't have to have an Instagram. You don't have to have a Snapchat with a crazy filter. You just have to be a good technician and advocate for your patients, advocate for the profession, and helping to teach people. And, you know, that's kind of what we're doing here. I didn't think of us as an influencer because, you know, we're relatively new, but as I'm reading through this article, and I'm like, yeah, I guess we kind of are.
Absolutely. And, you know, she goes on to say specifically in there, and I'm quoting here, "In your clinic, whether you are a receptionist, doctor, animal care attendant, technician, etc., you have the power to be an influencer." And that's a really powerful statement. I mean, legitimately, anybody can be an influencer in their clinic environment just based on how they act, how they interact with others and their patients, clients. It's a really, really telling article. And I think it's a really, really good reminder that our actions and everything that we do throughout the course of our day affects what so many other people that we are interacting with, you know, what they think of us or what they think of our clinic, of our hospital, of our coworkers, et cetera. And, you know, again, we don't have to have this podcast with these growing numbers and everything else, just being in clinic or you being in the classroom, right? And,
yeah.
and teaching the upcoming generation of students.
You Molding know, minds.
And it's a really fascinating article. So again, if you haven't seen it making the rounds, if you don't already follow Dr. Andy Rourke on Instagram or Facebook, it's another great page to like and follow. A lot of really cool content. And he's also a huge supporter of veterinary technicians, which is pretty awesome. But this article specifically, you know, I think one of the other things, you know, in our first episode with Liz, we talked a lot about, of course, suicide and you know, just mental health and some of those things. And, you know, she says if you see a coworker coworker struggling, offer to help, you know, instead of snickering when people don't tab their tape, explain why the practice is beneficial. You know, always don't use things as or situations as a way to put somebody down or make a joke, but use it as a training tool.
Yeah.
Or, you know, why we do things a certain way. And it just, you know, some of those little things that if we've been doing this 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, like you and I have been, we don't often think about
the impact that we have.
Yeah. Just, you know, those little things that are second nature to us, you know, that we just kind of take for granted that we just do.
Well, and you know, our supervisors tell us this all the time. And when we're in practice is that regardless of what you're saying or what you're doing, the younger techs, the newer techs are going to look at people that have been there for a long period of time or have been in the field for a long period of time. And that's their model for what how they're supposed to behave.
Right.
So if you are not doing stuff the way you're supposed to be doing or getting involved in gossip and getting involved in, you know, all these negative attitudes, that's what you're going to train.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, that's what you're training people to be. When we hear the term influencer, we think of Instagram. I think Instagram kind of coined that phrase, whereas influencing happens every day, no matter where you are on social media, if you're on a podcast, if you're just working. If we don't think of that, not realizing that younger techs are seeing that, if we can be in the right mindset of being aware that we're teaching people regardless of what we're doing, that makes you an influencer. And it really hit home to me with just how short the article was and how much impact it had on me that we're doing this every day.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the other things that she said in the article that I think really struck with me, especially with where you and I are at right now with the Vet Tech Cafe, is she says, as a veterinary community of influencers, in quotation marks, we should be magnifying our truth, not manipulating a message in order to get sponsorship from a scrub company. And I think that really rings true for us because, you know, as we try to grow this podcast and, you know, maybe think about getting sponsorship. So, I mean, you know, we have some really lofty goals for what we can do with it. And
yeah, we do.
And that some of that takes money and that's going to come from sponsorship and what have you. But I think as long as we stay true to who we are and what we want with the Vet Tech Cafe in terms of highlighting different career paths that are available, like we've kind of already talked about a little bit tonight, and talking to people that are leaders in our profession about some of the very difficult, I mean, shoot, we've had three episodes already. We've talked about mental health and suicide.
Yeah.
You know, a lot about management and that kind of thing. And then, you know, we talked a little bit about the VNI. I mean, I don't think we could have picked three more controversial things.
They're probably like the three topics that we said, let's save those for later. And
right.
Those are our first three.
and there's more to come.
The reason that we did that was because those we thought were the most important things to talk about.
Absolutely. And so, you know, again, it's, you know, we're not doing that in trying to gain sponsorship or what have you, but that's what we want the Vet Tech Cafe to be.
Right.
We want it to be where we can have like good thought-provoking discussion and maybe help people see things in a little bit different light. And I know just in our three episodes so far, there's a number of things that have come up that like a light bulb has gone off, like, wow, I hadn't really think about that, or I didn't even know that existed or what have you. And so, you know, again, just staying true to what we want the Vet Tech Cafe to be, you know, that line kind of really spoke to me.
We've had that conversation about sponsorship. Yeah, we want to sponsor. However, if we're going to have to stop doing what we're doing the way we want to do it, it's not worth it because, you know, I don't want to tell people what it costs to run this thing, but it's manageable without sponsorship. But the sponsorship would be very helpful. And not only that, but the sponsorship is going to allow us to do more things. Like we've talked about, we want to have contests. We want to have, I think our big lofty goal is to be able to send someone to a conference, which that's a big goal.
That's a big goal.
Don't know if that's going to happen this year or next year, but you know, if we get a sponsor that can afford to pay somebody to do that, that would be huge for us. We've grown this thing to the point where we can afford to send somebody to a conference, which is it's not cheap. So
absolutely not.
I'm sure everybody knows it's not cheap to go to a conference. But that being said, we want to sponsor, but if that's going to make it so that they're going to kind of censor us and say, well, maybe we shouldn't talk about this in this episode, that's not what we want.
Right. Or you should edit this out or no, that's not, you know, I mean, we edit out some ums and some ahs, but we strive not to edit out
content.
Right.
All right. In a segment that we want to have be a routine thing for the Vet Tech Tap Room, we've been talking a lot about in the first three episodes about what's wrong with the vet tech world. What needs to be fixed? But it's not all bad, right? We want to talk about things that are going to help the profession, but let's talk about what's right in the veterinary field, because we've been focusing a little bit too much on the negative things, and I want to focus on the positive things. So, Jeff, what do you think is one of the things that's going right in the veterinary technician field?
I think for me right now, you know, there's a lot of really heavy topics in terms of veterinary technician. We've already talked about a couple of them on the Vet Tech Cafe, you know, the VNI, mental health. We haven't gotten a chance to talk to Liz yet about the union, and we will do that somewhere down the road. And some pretty controversial topics. And I think for me, one thing that's going right is that no matter where you stand on a lot of those topics, at least discussion is starting to happen.
That's a good point.
And, you know, I think that's the whole point of our podcast is to, you know, have these people on and not necessarily have to defend against the other side, but tell us their side and why they are so passionate about what it is that they believe in. And, you know, I think, again, no matter where you fall on the spectrum of, you know, if you believe in this issue or you're against this issue, at least discussion is happening. Whereas I feel like, you know, when I think back, I don't know, 3 years, 5 years ago, and of course, way further back than that, there was none. There was no avenue like this, or like published journals or online content to be able to actually like have discussions. And
so I
think that for me is one of the biggest positives or what's going right in the veterinary technician field right now, is that there's just, maybe there's not solutions yet, and that's okay, but
there's discussion at least.
From discussion comes ideas, and from ideas come solutions.
Boy,
what about you? What do you think?
I think we may have just found the quote for this episode. What I think is, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Not One More Vet support staff Liz started.
I feel like mental
health is a big issue right now, and it's being discussed and it's being dealt with, and I think we're making differences in things like that. So it's not just something that's, you know, we would hear, oh, so-and-so committed suicide. I think the good thing is that there's actually discussion going on and people are getting help. The community is now more aware of the fact that mental health is a big issue right now, and people are starting to come to their coworkers and trying to give them help. I think we've stopped waiting on the other shoe to drop when it comes to mental health. And I think we're actually tackling the issues head on instead of letting somebody else deal with it. So I feel like that's one of the big things that I find that's going right in this field. Granted, the mental health issues are probably part of the negative part of the field, but the fact that people are doing something about it, I think, is a big positive in our field.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's got to be. I mean, far too long it's been swept under the rug, or it's been, you know, maybe published in a, you know, in some journal or something, but nobody really ever talks about it or says anything about it. And at least now we are, and hopefully that will lead to good things.
Well, I think another thing that you and I were talking about earlier is that when we first started this idea at IVEX in September, what did we say? We said, there's no technician podcast out there.
Yeah.
And we said, oh, let's start our podcast and we'll be the only one. And now, you know, there's Cat's podcast out of Australia. There's
Radio Vet Nurse.
Exactly. Yeah. There's the
Veterinary Anesthesia Nerds just started
Vet
one.
Anesthesia Nerds started one. The Small Animal Internal Medicine podcast with Yvonne Brandenburg has come up. So I feel like there's a lot more discussion out there. I think a lot more content being available. Yeah. You know, you and I were worried, like we said, oh, there's another vet tech podcast. And then we looked at it and we're like, okay, that's not quite the same as ours. It's a little bit different.
Right.
So,
you know,
I feel like there's a growing niche for veterinary technician podcasts. I don't feel like there's a lot of overlap. I don't feel like what we talk about on our podcast is what people are talking about on other podcasts. So I feel like we're not saturating the entire market with one specific thing where everyone's doing the same thing. I feel like everyone's doing something a little bit different.
Right. And I'd be remiss if we didn't also mention our VTS study group alum, Steph Lajouette.
Oh, yeah.
NC State.
Right.
You know, she's doing a podcast with another gal that works at the teaching
State,
hospital
yeah.
with her. And, you know, there's, you know, some really, really cool stuff out there, some really good content. And again, just ideas and discussion. And hopefully that will lead to solution and change. And that's the best we can hope for.
And to our listeners, if you can think of something that's right in the veterinary technician field, feel free to email us, and we'd love to include it in either a future podcast or a post on the Facebook page or on Instagram or something like that. So feel free to email us about what you feel like is right and going on in the veterinary technician field. Email is vettechcafe@gmail.com.
So we don't want to give away too much information about our next episode of the Vet Tech Cafe, which we'll publish on Sunday the 12th. We won't reveal who that guest is on this episode. We'll announce that on all of our social media outlets next week. But we have some really cool interviews lined up. We have Jenny Fisher coming on the show. We have Kelsey Beth Carpenter coming on the show. We have Steven Satal. Just chatted with him yesterday, and he's going to come by and talk about cannabis. And he wants to talk about diversity in veterinary medicine, which I think is a really cool topic idea.
That's awesome.
I'm really excited to hear what he has to say about some of that stuff. So some really, really cool stuff coming. And I know we've got a lot of guests kind of in our queue that we want to reach out to and see if they'd be willing to come by for a cup of coffee. Unfortunately, we're not going to have anybody to come by for a beer except you and I.
Beer's just for us.
Yep, the beer's just for us. But our liquor license says it's only for Dave and Jeff. But
only two at a time.
But otherwise, I think the Vet Tech Tap Room will be a lot of fun, and we'll be a little bit different, and hopefully you guys out there enjoy it.
Yeah. Should we do the random questions now?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, Jeff. So we've given our guests the random interview questions. So now I'm going to give you one, and then you're going to give me one.
All right.
Okay. You ready?
I think so.
You're probably not.
Take another sip of beer.
If you were transported 400 years into the past without anything tangible like clothes, glasses, cell phone, etc., to prove that you're from the future, how would you prove that you were from the future?
Oh, geez. Okay, let's see. So 400 years in the past. So 1620.
1620.
What was relevant in 1620? I think about naval ships. I think about, I don't know. I think I would probably try to explain them some sport, like baseball. Maybe like, you know, pick up a stick and a ball and try to
Because it wasn't around. Baseball wasn't around back then.
No, absolutely
like
not.
Like maybe late 1700s?
Yeah, late 1700s into the 1800s. But I think I would try to say like, no, I'm not kidding that, you know, 400 years from now, this will be a huge sport that, you know, all the world will know how to play, or at least know that it exists, and pick up a stick and some kind of round object, maybe a rock, and try to hit it and run in a square pattern. And
if you're mildly good at it, people will give you millions of dollars to do
millions
it.
Millions of dollars. An unfathomable amount of money back then.
More money than is in the country right now.
But otherwise, I don't really know of anything else that I would be able to relate. So I think I would just try to explain, you know, something that I know really well, which would be probably baseball.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. So I guess my random question to you, given that this is the Vet Tech Tap Room, if there was one alcoholic beverage, beer, spirit, etc., that you could only drink the rest of your life, what would that be?
Oh, man. I got to pick just one?
Just one.
Ooh.
Just one.
Right now, Robin and I are really into our mules.
Ooh, okay.
So that might be on the list. And something else that I haven't been able to find lately, since it's wintertime and I like my darker beers, my stouts, Sweet Baby Jesus. Those would be my two.
Okay.
If I can pick, am I allowed to pick two?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So it's either
because one's a spirit and one's a beer. So
there
I
you
think
go.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Specifically, though, what kind of mule do you?
So Robin likes the tequila mules, and I've been having the Dark and Stormies.
Ooh, nice. Dark and Stormies are so good. Yeah, absolutely. Good choices. Good choices.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's a good spot to wrap up this first episode of the Vet Tech Tap Room. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Please reach out either via the Facebook Messenger or Facebook page or in the Podbean app or website or Instagram or Twitter or wherever you find our content. Please reach out to us and let us know whether or not you like this format, or if there's anything you want to change, you would like to see changed, or if you have something for that What's Right in the Veterinary Technician Field segment, maybe a personal experience in your hospital, in your classroom, in your particular niche field, whatever it might be, please reach out and let us know, because we'd like to highlight that. There's a lot of negativity these days, and I think we'd really like to bring some positivity around. So if you have anything like that, please reach out. And again, if you have any good Vet Tech Instagram pages or Facebook pages, tag us in their posts. We'd love to give them a follow and check them out too, and see what's going on. So Dave, I think we're all set, ready to wrap it up. Anything, yeah. Any big plans for the weekend? You got anything going? I know there's some good playoff games.
Actually, what we're doing is Robert and I do this every year, or we try to do it every year. We work with a charity group called Beyond Fences, and what they do is all the chain dogs in Durham build fences for them.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this last year.
Yeah. So what we're doing this time around is that because it's winter time, you know, granted it's North Carolina, it doesn't get quite as cold as it does up there, but these dogs that have outdoor houses, we go around and we fill them up with hay, so they have some warmth in there, some insulation. So this is going to be hay day tomorrow. So we're gonna do that.
Oh, that's awesome! Again, what's right in the world of veterinary technicians, veterinary medicine?
Yeah.
There it is. I mean, that's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for doing that. That's such a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Cool. All right. Well, again, thank you everybody for tuning in. And, you know, if you have anything, any questions or any cool content you want us to check out, let us know and we'd love to hear from you. And otherwise, we'll talk to you soon on a future episode of either the Vet Tech Cafe or the Vet Tech Tack Room. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.